In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon testimony session. Let us first bow our heads in silent prayer.
Amen. Please sing hymn 378.
Now we will have our first prayer. In our prayers, let us ask God to guide our afternoon testimony session.
So we can all get a great blessing.
So that through the testimony, everyone can be edified. So now let us kneel down and pray together.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
This afternoon, we invite Sister Lily Liang to share her testimony with us.
好, 我们现在请, 啊, 五姐妹。
好久没有听到我的名字, 叫做吴丽琴, okay.
It's been a long time since I heard somebody called me by my Chinese name.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证，荣耀他的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I give my testimony to glorify His name.
我初中的时候就被妈妈 跟我的三个 弟弟妹妹们 移民来美国。
And when I was in junior high school, my mother brought me and my brothers and sisters to immigrate to the United States.
那个时候, 在美国, 我们南加州是第一家, 所以都没有教会, 一直到我大学才有。
And when we moved to Southern California, there was no church there. We were the first family, so it was only until college that there was actually a church founded there.
那个时候在青少年成长的时候，学校所教的都是进化论。
And when I was going through school, throughout high school, I would learn about evolution.
我的老师同学都相信世界上没有神。
And all of my teachers and students did not believe that there was a God.
那虽然我从小就受洗，然后小时候在台湾也都 天天聚会有宗教教育。
So even though I was baptized when I was an infant and I attended church every day and went to RE classes when I was young.
但是长大来美国以后那么长久的时间都没有听道理，没有去教会，所以就渐渐的信心开始动摇。
But after moving to the States, for many years, we did not have a church to attend and did not have classes, so my faith started to waver.
我甚至觉得说, 嗯, 真的世界上到底有没有神?
And I even started to question whether God truly existed in this world.
我就问我爸爸说, 你为什么相信有神?
So I asked my father, why do you believe in God?
他就跟我说, 他的祖父就是他的爸爸的爸爸，本来住在台南。
And he told me that his grandfather used to live in Tainan.
他是台南长老会教会的长老。
And he was an elder in the Presbyterian Church in Tainan.
也是一个西医医生。
And he was also a physician.
那后来搬去厦门。
And they moved then to 厦门。
在1920年的时候, 他的妹妹得了一个血瘤, cancerous 的 tumor.
And in 1920, his sister developed cancer.
就在这个neck跟那个头的那边。
In the area of the neck and head.
那那个血瘤就是头脑的血就会这样子被它吸到这个瘤这里。
And this cancer, this tumor grew so that all the blood vessels started to grow,
flow
from the head to the tumor.
那因为这样子，他就开始就一个月就会晕倒一次。
And because of this, she would faint once a month.
那因为跟那个头连在一起，所以不能开刀。
And because it was connected to her head, it could not be surgically removed.
那在那个时候也没有办法，没有药，没有办法化疗。
And there was no medicine or treatment for it.
那虽然我的曾祖父是医生，他也没有办法。
So even though my great-grandfather himself was a doctor, he had no way to help.
那后来就变成一个礼拜就会晕一次。
And it became so severe that she would faint once a week.
那肿瘤越大就一天晕一次。
And as the tumor grew, she fainted every day.
一直到两个小时就晕一次。
And then later, she fainted every 2 hours.
到那个时候，我的曾祖父有一个好朋友是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And my great-grandfather had a good friend who was a member of the True Jesus Church.
就传道给他说，真耶稣教会神迹奇事很显明，你让我请我们的传道来帮你祷告。
And this believer said that in the True Jesus Church there are many miracles that are very obvious and apparent, and if you allow it, our ministers can pray for you.
我的曾祖父说，不必啦，我们长老会天常常来祷告都没有效，所以你们真耶稣教会来祷告也一样不会有效。
And my great grandfather said, "Well, our Presbyterian ministers come all the time to pray, and there's no use. So your True Jesus Church ministers won't have any use either."
啊，所以就都不理他。
So he ignored the friend's encouragement.
那后来就有一个 expert 从伦敦来来诊断那个我的曾姑婆。
And then they found that there was an expert who was from London to diagnose my great aunt.
他说他看他的情形啊，他那个在两个礼拜以后，他的那个血流啊就会裂开，然后就会流血，然后血流不止，他就会死。
And he determined that the tumor was so large that in the next 2 weeks it would probably burst, and they could not stop the bleeding, she would die.
那个时候，那个真耶稣教会的信徒又来传道理。
And so this believer from the True Jesus Church, my great grandfather's friend, came again to preach the gospel.
那我的曾祖父觉得说，我要已经只剩下两个礼拜，好吧，就请你的传道来祷告了。
So my great-grandfather determined, well, if we're already looking at the last 2 weeks of her life, then fine, why don't we allow your minister to come?
结果那天就一群人来祷告，以后，他有一个 nurse, 护士，我的阿哥有一个护士。
And so one day, a group of True Jesus Church believers came to pray for my great-aunt, and she had a nurse.
那个护士就是每天都要量说他几点晕，然后再过多久以后再晕一次。
And the nurse would take a log of the times that she passed out.
结果祷告以后呢，两小时二十分了都还没有晕。
And after the prayer, it seemed that the duration of the fainting was longer.I mean, between the fainting spells was longer.
三十二十了，也还没有晕。
So it was, she saw 2 hours and 20 minutes, then 3 hours, there was no fainting spell.
然后就这样子就祷告以后就没有再晕了。
And from that point on, after the prayer, she did not pass out again.
那她的血流就越来越缩小。
And then this tumor started to shrink.
那当然我的曾祖父跟那个姑婆就很高兴，就每天都去聚会听道理。
So after this happened, of course, my great grandfather and his sister started to come to the church every day to listen to the gospel.
那我的曾祖父就说，哦，听道理以后才发现说，长老会的道理跟真耶稣教会的道理不一样。
So after he started to come to the True Jesus Church, he realized that the truth we preached was different from the Presbyterian Church.
真耶稣教会讲的道理都是符合圣经的。
And that the True Jesus Church gospel is completely based on the Bible.
而且这么好的道理不能只留在下面，一定要传到他的主家，就是在台南。
And he felt that this gospel was so precious, it could not stay there in Xiamen, but he wanted to preach to his hometown in Tainan.
所以他就跟传道商量，就组了八个人一起从厦门到台湾传道理。
And so he discussed this plan with the ministers locally, and they formed a team of 8 people to bring the gospel to Taiwan.
所以那个时候神迹其实很显明，听说在一个月内就建立的三间教会。
And because the power of God was working among them with many miracles, within 1 month they established 3 churches.
那这就是我的曾祖父怎样来信主的。
So this is how my great-grandfather came to believe in our church.
那我就问我爸爸说，那你的爸爸怎么来信的？
Then I asked my father, how did your father start to believe in God?
那虽然我曾祖父这么热心服侍主，然后相信有主，但是他的孩子就不一定是这样子。
And because my great-grandfather had such a firm faith and came to believe in this way, doesn't mean that his children would necessarily believe.
所以我爸爸的爸爸就是爱信不信的，也没有常常去教会。
So my father's father was not very fervent and came and went from church.
他在大学里面做教授。
He was a professor in a college.
然后很喜欢打网球。
And he loved to play tennis.
所以他常常都是周末去打网球。
So on the weekends, he would go and play tennis.
有一个星期天啊，他打完球以后，一直有一个意念说，我应该要去教会。
But one day after his usual tennis game, he started to think I should go to church.
那个时候刚好是灵恩会，星期天早上。
And it happened to be the Sunday morning of a spiritual convocation.
他就轻轻地走到教会的最后一排。那个时候刚好大家都在要去洗礼以前要先做一个祷告。
And he tiptoed into the church and everybody was praying before the time of the baptism.
他跪下来以后就听到前面有一个姐妹突然间灵言特别大声。
And as they were praying, he suddenly heard there was a sister praying in front whose tongues were especially loud.
然后就另外一个姐妹就帮他翻方言。
And then there was another sister nearby who was interpreting the spiritual tongues.
她翻的这个方言，她讲了三次。
And she interpreted it 3 times.
她说：“无国义，无国义，我要用你。”
And the
她就说她的名字，她的名字。
She called my grandfather's name. 无国义，无国义 ，I am going to use you.
呀，她讲了三次，她吓了一跳。
And They said this 3 times, and he was shocked.
因为他知道没有人知道他偷偷的进来。
Because he knew that nobody had seen him come into the church.
所以，祷告完后，传道就跟他解释刚刚那个发生的什么事情。
So after the prayer, then the preacher told them what this meaning was.
就是说，神亲自要在叫你啊，你要受洗啊。
And He said, God is personally calling you, you must be baptized.
所以他就那天早上就乖乖地去受洗了。
So that morning he went to the baptism.
然后他就开始出来做自由传道。
And then from that point on, he volunteered as a minister.
那神也跟他很同工。
And God also worked closely with him.
有一次他在讲道理的时候。
One time when he was preaching.
有一群那个长老会的 members 就走进教会来。
There was a group of Presbyterian church members who entered our church.
他就带了一个cripple,
瘸腿
okay.
They brought a person who was crippled.
他们主要是要来试探真耶稣教会。
And their purpose in bringing this person was to test the True Jesus Church.
他就跟那个阿公说，如果你们祷告能够把这个瘸腿的医好，我们全教会都来信。
And they said as a challenge, if you in the True Jesus Church can pray and heal this cripple, then all of us here will believe in your church.
那阿公就知道说他们是来试探的，但是他觉得他祷告的时候圣灵特别充满。
And my grandfather knew that they came to test us, but he felt that the Holy Spirit was very strong when they prayed, when we prayed.
所以他就说奉主耶稣圣名起来。
So as he was praying, he said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get up.
奉主耶稣圣名走路。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, walk.
那个人从此就这样子好了。
And from that point on, this person was healed and could walk.
所以我就继续问我爸爸说，那你怎么信主的？
And then I continued to ask my father, how did you come to believe?
他说，既然我的爸爸妈妈都是信徒。
And he said, well, since my father and mother are believers,
那我从小就每天晚上都去聚会。
Then I also attended service with them every night.From when I was young.
那道理都听得懂，然后也看到很多神奇奇事。
And I understood the truth, and I saw many miracles myself.
就这样子建立了他的信心。
And that is how he built up his faith.
他还记得他亲眼看到的第一个神迹。
He even recalled the first time he witnessed a miracle.
他说有一个先生啊，他肚子不知道有什么问题，就是胀气胀得很大，然后都排不出来。
And there was once a man who, for some reason, had extreme bloating of his stomach, and he could not be relieved.
然后中医、西医、台北看到高雄都没有药。
And he sought every doctor he could find all over Taiwan, but no one could cure him.
所有的神功通通拜过了。
And he worshipped all the idols he could find to try to help him.
So, 到最后也没有钱，然后亲戚朋友都通通跑掉了。
And in the end, he had no money and no friends or family.
他就想说，哎，不要活了，我要去自杀。
So, with this dire situation, he thought, "What? I can't go on," and he wanted to commit suicide.
他就去拿了一个绳子，就去吊在树上。
So he found a rope and he tied it on a tree.
就开始要吊死自己啊。
And he wanted to hang himself.
结果吊啊吊啊，好像快要有结果了，就那个树根就断了。
So he was actually hung and almost as he was about to die, the tree branch broke.
他掉下来以后说，哎呦，好痛哦，以后不要再这样子那个自杀。
So after he fell down, he said,Oh, I'm in such pain. I'm never going to try to do this again.
那就想说 okay, 那么就想另外一个办法。自然我不会游泳，我就去淡水河里面淹死。
So he said, well, if hanging doesn't work, I don't know how to swim, so I'm going to jump into the lake.
然后就真的走进去了，就喝了很多很多水，就沉下去了。
So he went into the lake and tried to drink all the water he could, and he started to sink.
但是你知道神人死了又会浮起来。
But after a person dies, they will float again.
那浮起来就被一条船啊，船人就看到了，就把他赶快救去人工呼吸，就救起来了。
So as they, as he was, his body was floating there, there was a boat that passed by and they rescued him and gave him CPR and he started to breathe again.
他就好生气说，我就已经死了，你为什么要救活我？
So he was very angry and he said, I was about to die, why did you save me again?
Okay, try 第三次。
So he thought of a third way, third attempt.
说好，现在要去火车的那个轨啊，要让火车这样子。
So he thought, well, if I step in front of a fast moving train.
Okay, 他就躺在那个铁轨上面。
So he lay down on the railroad tracks.
那你知道我们铁轨耳朵在铁轨上面就可以听到那个火车从很远就越来越大声。
So if you're there on the tracks, you can hear the train approaching from very far away.
然后大声的吓得赶快跑掉。
So he heard the sound of the train louder and louder. He was too scared, so he ran away.
所以他就说，他就去公园啊，就坐在那边就在哭啊，加波罗音。死都死不掉。
So he sat in the middle of a park and he was there crying to himself and he said, I can't even die if I want to.
那刚好一个真耶稣教会的信徒就看说，哎，怎么一个大男人在那边哭啊？就跟他问他说，你有什么困难可以帮忙吗？
So it happened that a True Jesus Church member was walking by and saw this, this man sitting there crying and asked him, do you need any help?
他听了以后就说，啊，这很简单，我们的神是万能的，来，你跟我去教会。
And then after hearing his story, the member said, oh, well, this is very simple because our God is almighty. He can do anything. Just come to church.
所以星期六安息日的时候他就走进来。
So on the Sabbath day, he came into True Jesus Church.
那大家一看都不知道他是男是女。
And everybody who saw him didn't know if he was male or female.
因为他的肚子很大，好像怀孕。
Because his stomach was so bloated, it looked like he was pregnant.
但是看他的脸又好像是男人的脸。
But his face looked like a man.
所以大家都帮助他祷告。
So everybody was praying for him.
那祷告以后他就说，哎，你们这里有没有那个洗手间啊？
And he said, could I use your restroom?
他就去了，去了很久。
And he went for a long time.
从此以后他肚子就平了，就好了，就这样子好了，一次的祷告。
After that prayer, then he was healed and he never had stomach problems again.
那我听了这么多见证后，我的信心就开始有建立起来。
So after hearing all these testimonies, then my faith started to be built up again.
然后我又想到说，我六岁的时候，我的阿嬷跟我说，哎，莉莉，我们两个都还没有圣灵，我们来求圣灵。
And I remembered when I was 6 years old, my grandmother said to me, Lily, neither of us has the Holy Spirit yet. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit together.
那这个是在新北投，我的阿公，我的阿公就是我妈妈的爸爸。
And
this
is my maternal grandfather.
他在北投有一个旅馆。
He owned a hotel in 北投。
那我们家人是住在楼下。
And our family lived in the first floor.
那 hotel 的 room 都是在楼上。
And all the hotel rooms were on the second floor.
那我在祷告的时候，我现在还看得到那个影像。
And
影像。
As I, even as I pray now, I can still remember the vision.
虽然说我六岁，或者是昨天发生的事情，早就忘了。我六岁的事情 都忘了。
Even though I've long forgotten everything else that happened when I was 6 years old.
但是这个 vision 啊，居然还记得，还看得到。
But I still remember vividly this vision as it happened.
第一幕就是看到两位天使的侧面，然后他手有拿个东西，拿一个盘子。
And the first thing I saw was two angels viewed from the side, and in their hands they were holding something.
那他们背后就这样子弯弯的，好像翅膀那个这样子弯弯的。
And behind them, I saw something curving like wings.
就这样子在我面前走过去。
And they walked in front of me.
然后第二幕就看到三个发光的人，头上都有戴冠冕。
And I then saw three people who were shining brightly, and they had crowns.
那这样子走，从楼上就走楼梯走下来。
And they walked down a staircase.
那第三幕就看到一个人全身发光，就站在门口。
And then the third vision was of one person who was also shining brightly standing at a door.
那看到这里我就哭起来了。
And then upon seeing that, I started to cry.
这个意象就没有了。
And then the vision went away.
我就对我自己说，如果世界上真的没有神，那我看到的那个是什么？
So then I said to myself, if there really is no God in this universe, then what is it that I saw?
那我妈妈 也有跟我讲她的信仰。
And my mother also explained to me her basis of faith.
她跟她的妈妈本来都是拜拜的。
She and her mother both used to worship idols.
那起先真耶稣教会的信徒来传道理的时候，他们从前门来，他们就赶快从后门溜。
And whenever they saw True Jesus Church members coming to preach to them, they snuck out the back door to avoid them.
但是那一个传福音的人很 persistent, 很坚持。
But the person who was trying to preach to them was very persistent.
所以就不得已跟他们去聚会了一次。
So reluctantly, they did go to church with them once.
那我妈妈看到大家在 祷告有圣灵。
And my mother saw that people all around her were praying with the Holy Spirit.
她就想说, 哇, 神的灵在人的身上, 这么好, 我也要。
And so she thought, wow, it's amazing that God's Spirit is with all of these people, and I would like it too.
所以她也就这样子信了。
And so that is how she came to believe.
那她跟她的我的阿嬷就一直传道理给我的阿公, 就她的爸爸听。
So she and her mother, my grandmother, then started to preach to my grandfather.
那我的外公是个大好人。
And my maternal grandfather was a very good person.
他也去拜拜，也去教会。
He went to worship idols and he went to church.
因为他说凡是教人行善的，通通是好，他都很喜欢。
So he said, all of these religions are good for our morality, so he went to both.
那因为我妈妈跟阿嬷一直督促他说要去信主。
But my mother and my grandmother kept on telling him he needs to believe in Jesus.
他就随便说好啦好啦，我60岁才去信啦。And
he said, fine, I'll come to the True Jesus Church when I'm 60.
但是60岁过了，他都还不信。
But even after his 60th birthday passed, he still did not come to our church.
他有一天他就生了肝炎。
But one day he developed hepatitis.
就发高烧。
And he had a very high fever.
不会退。
And the fever did not go away.
然后他的肝就肿的大的，他都外面都看得到，也摸得到。
And his liver became so inflamed that you could see it swelling even from the outside.
那因为全家都已经都是信主的，所以他们就都请那个教会的传道去帮助祷告。
And all of the family members by then had believed, so they asked the minister to come pray for him.
那我的阿公曾经说, 他已经因为很痛苦好几天都没有办法睡。
And my grandfather was in such suffering that he couldn't sleep for many days.
那祷告的时候, 我妈妈看到一个异象。
And as they were praying, my mother saw a vision.
她看到我的阿公躺的那个病床两边啊, 有三四个天使就排两排在他的床边。
And she saw the bed where my grandfather was laying was lined on either side by three or four angels.
她说大的天使排在后面，小的天使排在前面。
She said the taller angels were behind and the shorter angels were in front.
那祷告以后, 他退烧就退了。
After the prayer, his fever subsided.
然后隔天医生来看他。
And then the next day, the doctor came to see him.
他说, 诶, 你是吃什么药, 怎么肝已经消掉了。
And they said, what kind of medicine did you take that your liver is starting to heal?
他就说这个一定是因为不是医学可以解释的，这一定是你所信的神医了你。
But the doctor said, there is no medicine that would have done this, so it must be your God who has healed you.
Okay. 那现在来分享说神怎样带领我的信仰长进。
So now I'd like to share how God has led my faith to grow.
那因为我从小长大的时候一直到大学都没有传道，没有同龄。
And as I was growing up, until the time I reached college, we really didn't have any other brothers and sisters or preachers with us.
所以也很少在读经祷告。
So actually, I spent very little time studying the Bible or praying.
一直到大学有个执事, 跟我们一起家庭聚会。
Until the time I entered college, there was a deacon who started to have family services with us.
那我那个时候才真正的明白说圣灵的重要性。
And it was only at that time that I realized the importance of the Holy Spirit.
我就有一天提早起来求。
So one day I rose from bed, especially early, to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那很专心。
And I was very focused.
然后我就向神说，我实在是不配得圣灵。
And I told God, I am not worthy of receiving your Holy Spirit.
但是我听说圣灵可以帮助我改性情。
But I've heard that through the Holy Spirit, I can change my nature.
求你赐我圣灵。
So please give me your Holy Spirit.
然后我还说，我要跪，跪到你给我圣灵，我才要起来。
And I told God that I will kneel here and pray until you give me the Holy Spirit.
我这一句话一出口，我就马上得到圣灵了。
As soon as I said that, then I immediately received the Holy Spirit.
所以我就体验到说，哇，原来神很仁慈。
And then I realized how merciful God is.
那得到圣灵后就很渴慕神的话，每天都读经，很喜欢读经。
And after receiving the Holy Spirit, I started to thirst after God's word, and I read the Bible every day.
那因为也没有传道人可以解释，所以我都先祷告，然后才读圣经，求神帮助我了解他的话。
And because there were no ministers to help interpret the Bible, so I would pray and ask God to guide me in understanding before I read the Bible.
我记得有一次我读圣经读到亚伯拉罕在献独生子。
And I remember I was reading the Bible passage where Abraham sacrifices his son.
然后我就想说，为什么神要叫一个人献他的独生子？
And then I wondered to myself, why would God require that somebody sacrifice his only son?
我就不太了解。
I didn't understand it.
那圣经合起来以后，我就看到我的桌子边有一本圣灵报。
And after I closed my Bible, I saw there was an issue of the Holy Spirit monthly next to me.
我就拿来打开。
And then I opened it.
它的 title 就是说，为什么神要亚伯拉罕献他的独生子？
And as I read the title of the article, it was Why God Wanted Abraham to Sacrifice His Only Son.
吓了一跳说，哇，神知道我在想什么。
And then I was surprised and I thought, God knows what I'm wondering in my heart.
那后来就一直继续的读。
So I continued to study.
那神也在我的生活里面很充分的让我知道他很爱我。
And God showed me through many experiences how much he loved me.
所以我有一天我就觉得说，我得到这么恩典，我要怎么报恩呢？
So I thought to myself, I have received so much grace from God, how should I repay his grace?
我祷告的时候，晚上，每天晚上都是祷告，然后读经，祷告的时候就问神说，how do I love you? 我要怎样爱你？
And every night I would pray and then read the Bible, and so I start to ask God, how should I love you?
然后就起来就要读圣经了。
And then I got up to read the Bible.
那圣经一翻开，
And as I opened the Bible,
就一眼就刚好看到说，如果你爱我，就要遵守我的诫命。
And then my eyes fell on the verse, if you love me, then follow my commandments.
我想，哦，诫命就是那个十诫。
And then I thought, the commandments refer to God's Ten Commandments.
我就尽力去守。
So I put every effort into observing the Ten Commandments.
那再过了一阵子，我就想说，我都守，就这样子吗？爱神就这样子而已吗？
And then was able to keep the Ten Commandments, but then I asked God, is that all there is to loving you?
所以我再一次的问神， How do I love you?
So I asked God again, How do I love you?
然后就读圣经了。
So I was reading the Bible again.
圣经一翻开就看到他说，爱我的人会遵守我的道。
And then I saw the verse that says, Those who love me will keep my word.
然后再过一阵子，我又想说，好像 I can do more. 就再问神再一次说， How do I love you?
So then I thought to myself, I can do more. So I asked God again, How do I love you?
那么就按照平时的习惯，就是打开圣经要开始读。
And then according to my usual practice, I open the Bible to read again.
就看到主耶稣在跟彼得说，如果你爱我，你要照顾我的小羊。
And then I saw what Jesus said to Peter, if you love me, feed my lambs.
那还有一次，因为常常听那个讲道的人说，要行主的旨意。
And I often heard the ministers saying we should do the will of God.
那我就想说，我就祷告的时候就问神说 ，What is your will?
So as I prayed, I asked God, "What is your will?"
然后就照平常的习惯打开圣经要开始读了。
And then I started to read the Bible again.
那刚好就去看到哥罗西书一章的九节。
And then I happened to see Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
他说神的旨意就是行事为人要对得起主。
And it says that God's will is that in all that you do, you have to do it for God.
凡事要蒙他喜悦。
All according to his pleasure.
在一切善事上结果子
you bear fruit in all good things
渐渐地多知道神
and grow in your knowledge of the Lord
那神除了在这个用圣他的话语来教导我以外
so apart from God using his word to teach me
他还用了一些人的好榜样来 教导我
he also used others good examples to teach me as well
比如说我有一个从黎巴嫩来的一个老板。
For example, I had a supervisor who was from Lebanon.
他跟我讲一个故事说他有一个 uncle, 舅舅有一个葡萄园。
And he told me that he had an uncle who owned a vineyard.
那因为那个是乡下所以大家都很贫穷。
And because they lived in a rural area, everyone was very poor.
所以他的 uncle 很有爱心、啊、他就在他的葡萄园那里一个那个 board 那个板、啊、木板
and his uncle next to the vineyard had a board
他上面写说 eat here but don't take home 在这里吃就好不要带回家
and the board said well, it was a sign that said eat here but don't take it home
主要就是他要分享他有的
In other words, he was willing to share what he had.
然后他就跟我说，他的儿子呢，就跟他爸爸说，嘿，你这样子哦，你不知道你每年呐、啊，都损失好多葡萄、哦，都被吃了。
And his son said to his father, "Don't you know that if you do that, how many grapes or how much profit you will be losing every year?"
那他爸爸说没有关系。那个我们有的都是神给我们的。
And he said, it doesn't matter, because everything we have is from God.
你没有看到我每年都丰收吗
？Don't you see that every year I have a good harvest?
而且圣经说 ，Cast your bread upon the waters, it will return to you in many days.
And the Bible says, cast your bread upon the waters, and it will return to you in many days.
那他的儿子就一直坚持说不行不行你损失太多就把他的那个葡萄园用那个 fence 把它 fence 起来
So the son still disagreed with his father and so he built a fence around the vineyard
结果那一年、啊、就都没有葡萄
And that year they did not have a harvest
所以他爸爸就跟他儿子说你看你那个 fence 一筑起来就没有丰收了拆掉
So the father said, see, what happened when you put up the fence? There was no harvest, so take down the fence.
所以从他的故事我就学习到说要行善。
So from the story I learned, we must do good.
然后有一位姐妹从东部来。
There's a sister from the East Coast.
她给我们做一个很好的见证。
And she also gave us a very good testimony.
她说东部教会要买会堂，要要买会堂。
And she told how the church in the East Coast needed to buy a chapel.
然后她本来心里想说，我要献这么多钱。
And so in her heart, she prepared to offer for the building.
那神也很祝福她。
And God had blessed her greatly.
但是后来她又改变她的心意，不献了。
But then she changed her mind and did not offer what she had intended to.
那她接下来她就有了一个车祸。
And then, she had a car accident.
那她的算一算那个车祸所那个用的钱，就是她想要献的那笔钱。
And after taking care of the damages, she realized how much she owed from the car accident was exactly the amount she had intended to offer to God.
然后她讲一句话，给我印象很深刻。
And she said something that left a very great impression on me.
她说，神要做的事情，不单单靠你一个人。
She said, what God wants to do does not rely on you alone.
如果你肯出来做这个工，福气是你的。
If you are willing to do this work for God, then the blessing is yours.
如果你不肯出来，神还是会用别人来做。
But if you are unwilling to do it, then God will still use somebody else to complete his work.
但是你就失去这个福气了。
But then you've lost your chance at the blessings.
所以从那次后，我就不曾拒绝圣工。
So from that point on, I determined never to turn away holy work.
那神就继续在日常生活中让我更加的认识他。
And day by day, God allowed me to know him better.
他常常感动我要去做他喜悦的事。
He often moved me to do the things that he was pleased with.
他就用鼓励的方式，就是说我如果做对，他就有鼓励。
So he often encouraged me by showing me if I did something right, he would give me encouragement.
如果没有照他的旨意去做，我也会知道。
But if I did not do what was according to his will, he would also let me know.
我整理了一下我所体验到的，很多都跟钱有关系呀。
And I looked at all of the things that I've experienced. A lot of them have to do with money.
我第一个体验就是在高中的时候，听了一个十一捐的道理。
My first experience was when I was in high school. I listened to a sermon on tithe.
那个时候没有教会，就是我们两家一起在家庭聚会这样子。
And at that time, we had basically two families with a family service.
那我想说，哇，我好久都没有奉十一捐。
So then I thought to myself, there's been such a long time since I've given a tithe offering.
那其实，那么我那个时候高中的时候也没有什么钱。
Of course, I was only in high school, so I didn't really have that many savings.
因为我的爸爸在我初中的时候一个礼拜给我10 cents 的 allowance.
Because when I was in junior high school, my father gave me a 10 cent allowance every week.
一个礼拜才10 cents.啊，那个时候的 ten cents 可以买两包小包的 Wrigley's gum.
I remember I could buy 2 packs of Wrigley's gum with the 10 cents.
然后到高中呢，就升到25 cents.
And when I got to high school, I was given 25 cents a week.
所以你看，要奉十一捐也很困，不是很简单。
So,
因为马上就用光了。
To give a tithe at that time was not so easy because it would be gone very quickly.
所以那天去聚会，我就看我的口袋，我只有一个 25 cents 的 quarter.
So one day, then when I went to service, I noticed I only had a quarter in my pocket.
我就献出去了。
So I put it in the offering box.
那天回家就收到一个电话。
And that day, I received a phone call when I got home.
就一个邻居叫我去帮他看顾小孩子。
A neighbor asked me to babysit.
那天晚上就赚了2.5块。
And that night, I then earned $2.50.
我说，哇，十倍。
That's 10 times what I gave.
Okay. 那第二个体验就是那个时候，因为全教会只有我会会计，我是做会计的。
And second experience was in the whole church, I was the only one who studied accounting.
所以他们就选我做那个财务。
So they elected me to be the treasurer.
那个时候的总务他是弟兄，所以他说反正钱都在你那边，都由你去采购。
And general affairs brother said, well, all the finances will be managed by you.
那有时候我就想说替教会买一些东西，我就故意不去向教会申请那个钱。
And so sometimes when the church needed to purchase something, I would not use the church's funds.
那有一次就很明显的就是说我去买那个教会的东西，然后再看到一件很漂亮的衣服。
And one day when I was shopping for these church items, I saw a very beautiful dress.
我说价钱不错 ，OK， 去买了。
And I bought that that piece of clothing.
那买了算钱一算出来说，哎，怎么 on sale？
And when I took it to the counter, it was on sale.
然后 on sale 那个我省的那个钱呐、啊，刚好是我。献出来买这个圣那个教会的东西的钱一样。
So the amount that I saved on that dress was exactly at the amount that I had used to buy the church's goods.
所以我就学到说，哦，原来我们做给神的都不会落空，不枉然。
And so then I learned that everything we do for God will never leave us lacking.
那有一次要买会堂。
So it came time to purchase a church building.
那我就写了，也那个是先写那个条子说你要奉献多少，我就写了一个数目。
So it was time to give the offering pledges, so I wrote down my pledge.
那天的中午大家都在谈那个股票大跌。
And that lunchtime, everybody was talking about the fall in the stock market.
有一个姐妹说，我的股票本来是100块one stock, 100块一个。
And one sister was saying that in one of her stocks, it was $100 a share.
现在已经跌到75 cents.
And it dropped down to 75 cents.
然后普遍 everybody 都是这样子，他们所有的股票都大跌。
And everybody else had the same experience. All of their stocks were losing.
那天星期六晚上回到家，我就看信。
But that night, when I returned home, I opened my mail.
刚好收到我的股票的 stock 的那个 statement.
And I looked at my own stock earning statements.
我一看吓了一跳。
I was shocked when I saw the statement.
因为我股票赚的钱就是我要奉献的那个钱。
Because
一样的数目
the amount that I earned in my stocks was exactly the amount that I had pledged to the church.
所以我就学到，我不管多少给神，都是又回来。
Because so I learned then, no matter how much I give to God, He'll always give it back to me in return.
那后来有一次，这个是结婚以后的事情。
There was another time that after I was married.
我觉得我的婆婆很辛苦。
I felt that my mother-in-law had a lot of work.
所以我就想说，我要拿一笔钱给她去旅游。
And I thought it would be nice to give her some money to allow her to travel.
那给了以后，一两个月后。
And after I gave it to her, one or two months later,
我的老板居然给我给他的八倍的 bonus.
My boss gave me a bonus that was exactly 8 times the amount that I gave my mother-in-law.
那个 bonus 是我一年的薪水。
And that bonus was the equivalent of my entire year's salary.
所以神就是用这个方式一直鼓励我要做他认为对的事。
So God used all of these ways to show me doing what He wants is the best.
有一次，我在 parking 要出来的时候倒车。
One time, I was leaving the parking lot and backing out.
然后我看没有人，我才倒。
And I looked and saw there was nobody there, so I backed out.
那个人也看没有人，他也倒。
The person behind me also thought there was nobody there, so they were backing up.
两个就撞到了。
So then we collided.
那因为我的车有 bumper.
Because my car had a bumper.
所以我的都没有 scratch.
So my car was undamaged.
但是他的就有了。
But that person had a damage.
那他的 scratch 去估是要500块。
And the scratch on their car was estimated to cost $500.
那因为他的保险就是 deductible 就是500块，所以需要自己出。
And the car insurance deductible was $500, so they had to pay for it.
那他就问我说我愿不愿意跟他分担。
So that person asked me, are you willing to split this with me?
其实我没有需要跟他分担。
Actually, I didn't have to pay for
anything. 因为我觉得是我先到的。
Because I had the right of way.
但是我又心里想说世界很小。
But I thought, well, this world is a small place.
如果有一天他是我们教会的慕道者啊。
Maybe one day they'll become our.
我看到这个人啊，是真耶稣的信教会的信徒，我可能就生气就不来信了。
And if they see me and say, "Ah, you belong to the True Jesus Church," then maybe they'll walk out.
所以因为这个关系呢，我就跟他分250。
So because I thought of this, then I decided to pitch in $250.
那神呢，怎么鼓励让我知道说这样子对呢？
So how did God tell me that that was the right thing to do?
那个时候传道是做连总的传道。
At that time, Preacher Liang was a member of the International Assembly.
因为他是连总，所以就不是美国总会的传道。
Because he was an IA minister, he was not part of the USGA ministry.
所以如果你是美国总会的传道，那个教会就会给你一辆车子开。
If you have a position in the USGA, then they will provide a car for you to drive.
但是因为他是连总的，所以就没有车子。
But because he was actually an IA minister, he did not have a car.
那一这么多人要用只有一部车子，实在是很不方便。
So for our whole family to just have one car was too inconvenient.
所以很奇妙的，我公司就决定说他要买一部公司的车子。
So at the time, my company decided to buy a company car.
那本来是应该是那个 company 的 manager 上司开的，他在照顾，他在开才对。
And it was supposed to be a car used by the company's manager.
那他因为刚好那年有三次的车祸。
But that year he had already had three car accidents.
所以保险不保险他。
And the insurance company did not want to insure him.
那其他两个 manager 他们看到 van 都很怕，不要开。
And the other two managers saw that it was a van, so they did not want it either.
所以就我的老板就拜托我开。
So my manager asked me if I would be willing to drive it.
所以我就这样子，我学习到就是说，我们先求神的国、神的义，你的需要，神就加添给你了。
So from that lesson, I learned that if you seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, then all these things will be given to you.
那也有好几次哈，我忙的时候我会忘了现实一捐。
And there were many times when I became so busy, I forgot to turn in my tithes.
那我就会在生活里面有一些损失。
And then I would start to have some losses in my personal life.
比如说开车太快啊 get a ticket 啊。
For example, I would get a traffic ticket if I was speeding.
Okay. 有一次传道他也曾经跟我讲过他的体验。
And one time, Preacher Liang also shared with me his experience.
这个是他在他的结婚前。
This occurred before he was married.
他已经来了美国。
He had already come to the U.S.
那他那个时候的 checking account 支票的 checking account 哈，不是像现在通通是 free 的，都免费的。
At that time, checking accounts were not free.
所以一个月只准你开这么多的支票。
So it was restricted how many checks you could use in a month.
所以他就有一个月、啊，他就看说，哦，我如果开这一张十亿捐的支票，我就会超过他的数字。他就不敢开了，他就想说等到下个月再来开。
He once looked at his bank statement and saw that if he made out the check for the tithe that month, then he would have an overdraft, so he wanted to wait until the next month to make it up.
所以他开车就去撞到一个 pole.
So then he drove and ran into a pole.
啊，那个撞到那个修理钱就是他的 tithe.
And the amount he had to use to fix his car, the damages were exactly the amount of his tithe.
So I learned that for God, 不能疏忽，就是不能迟到，也不能忘记。
So we can't be too negligent in what we owe God, either in our time or our money.
那有一次我有一个 accident, 那个车子的也被撞到。
There was another time I got into an accident. I collided with another car.
那这次是他的错。
And it was the other person's fault.
那因为那个 scratch 很小, 我就想说, 没有关系啦, 我自己来付了。
And because that scratch was very small, so I thought, well, I'll just take care of it myself.
那因为神已经给我很多这种对钱的经验, 我就很敏感。
So because God had already taught me many lessons about money, I was very sensitive to it.
我知道说我不会损失我不应该损失的。
And I knew that I would not lose what I shouldn't lose.
比如说, 我有一次去, 洗衣厂去洗衣服。
For example, once I went to the laundromat to wash my clothes.
然后我就放进一个quarter,
要烘衣服,烘干。 I put in a quarter for the dryer.
诶,那个怎么没有动?
And it didn't turn on.
我就失去了一个quarter啊。
I lost the quarter.
我就很那个,讲干了哈。
And I was upset.
So 我就拿, 皮包没有quarter了, 我就拿一个$1 bill, 我就放进去, 就会四个quarter跑出来。
So then I didn't have any quarters left, and I put in a $1 bill to get four quarters back.
结果呢, 是五个quarter跑出来。
But then the five quarters came out instead.
我说, 哦, 很奇妙, 是不是机器坏掉了?
So maybe I thought the machine was broken.
我就在皮包里面赶快, 还有没有$1 bill?
So I looked for another dollar bill to put in.
我就放进七张的$1 bill.
So I put in seven $1 bills.
结果都是四个出来而已。
Only four came out each time.
Okay, 所以只有那一次。
So it was just that once.
那么差不多一年以后啊, 我又去同样那一间的那个 laundromat去洗衣服。
A year later, I went to the same laundromat to wash my clothes.
又是丢掉了一个quarter.
I lost another quarter.
我就再拿一个dollar bill去换钱啊。
And then I put in another dollar bill to change money.
又五个出来。
Five came out again.
然后我又再放差不多三四张进去啊。
So I threw in a few more dollars to change into coins.
只有四个quarter出来。
But it was accurate those other times.
所以这就可见说神没有让我损失不应该损失的。
So that just shows me that God will never let us be lacking or lose out.
还有一次我去那个laundromat把一块钱弄进去要换quarter。
There was another time I went to change money at the laundromat and put in my dollar.
通通没有钱出来。
No money came out.
被吃掉一块钱。
So I lost my dollar.
那我就写信去向他要啊。
So I wrote a letter to ask for my money back.
都没有人回。
Nobody replied.
但是两年后啊。
But 2 years later.
我又去同样那间 laundromat。
I went to that laundromat again.
很巧的,刚好有一个人在收钱啊。
There was a person there who was collecting the money.
我跟他说,我两年前来被你们吃掉一块钱呢。
I said, 2 years ago, your machine ate my dollar bill.
他就说, here, 要给我一块钱。
So he gave me back a dollar.
也没有问说真的还假的。
He didn't ask me if it was true or not.
所以我就想说, okay, 为什么我会车子撞到, 就是你早一秒也不会去碰到, 晚一秒也不会去撞到, 那为什么我这一次会去撞到, 会有这个损失?
So then I asked myself, well, I got into this accident. If I were quicker by a second or later by a second, then it wouldn't have happened. So why did it happen this time?
那神马上就给我一个意念。
So God immediately gave me an answer.
就是我本来有听到一位姐妹说她经济上有困难。
I had heard that there was a sister who was in financial difficulty.
那我心里就想说,好,我要拿这一笔钱去帮忙她。
And I thought, okay, I will use some of my savings to help her.
那个时候我没有在上班。
At that time, I wasn't working.
我有三个小孩子。
I had three children.
那只靠, 传道的生活费。
And we had to rely on the minister stipend.
所以那个就是我的经济也比较紧一点。
So we were also fairly tight in our budget.
那一次又刚好那个生活费好像忘了一个月寄来。
And there was one month when the stipend check didn't come.
所以我就对自己说 ，OK， 等那个传道的生活费寄来了以后，我有钱了，我再把这一笔钱拿去帮忙那位姐妹。
So then I told myself, well, when the next check comes, then I will use this amount of money to help that sister.
但是进来以后，我看说，哦，其实我还是不是很有钱的人呢。
But after the check came, then I saw, well, our budget is still quite tight.
我就想说啊，不要了，不要给她了。
So then I thought to myself, well, maybe we don't have to give her that.
我帮她祷告就好了。
I'll just pray for her.
那么那天晚上，照平常的习惯，就是要读经祷告。
And that night, as usual, I prayed and read the Bible.
我那天翻开圣经一看，就看到雅各书四章十七节。
And as soon as I opened it, I turned to James chapter 4, verse 17.
他说：“人若知道行善而不去行，那就是他的罪了。”
So the verse says that, therefore, if to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
我以为那个神对我特别严格，因为我是传道娘。
I thought that God was especially strict with me because I was a wife of a preacher.
但是我读的这一章这个的经节以后，我才了解说这就是神对每一个人的要求。
But then after reading this verse, I realized that that is God's expectation of everyone.
另外一个体验就是有一天那一位执事啊。他就对我说：“莉莉啊，你自己一个人在前面跑，你要去带你的弟弟妹妹来。”
And another testimony I have is that one time the deacon told me, "Lily, you are so strong in your faith, but you have to lead your brothers and sisters with you."
那我的弟弟呢？高中的时候交朋友都很喜欢周末去玩。
And my younger brother liked to go out with his friends on the weekends.
所以他好几年都不来教会了。
So for many years, he didn't come to church.
但是我想，我哪有能力啊？
So I asked myself, how am I going to have the power to change him?
所以这是我一生第一次的为我弟弟祷告。
So it was the first time in my life I ever prayed for my brother.
那两个月后，我就看到他说，怎么星期二晚上也来，星期五晚上也来，星期六也来聚会。
So then after that, I saw how come he's coming to church on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday.
有一天他就跟我讲他的原因。
So one day he shared with me why he started to come.
他说其实他这几个月来一直在跟他的朋友在探讨说有没有神。
And he said that actually he'd been talking with his friends for the past few months about whether there was really a God.
那他的习惯说就是他很喜欢赛车。
And he liked to race cars.
他最喜欢去那个绕那个山啊，这样子这样子，然后开很快很快很快。
And he loved to drive fast on the mountain trails.
那有一次就是他很开很快的时候，怎么突然间眼睛越来越看不见？
But one time, as he was driving really fast, he started to lose his vision.
那整个都暗下来。
And then he became blind.
所以他就不得已就赶快停下来在那边休息。
So he had to slow down and then rest at the side of the road.
一直休息到他的眼睛又开始有看到。
And then he had to stay there until he started to regain his vision again.
他才慢慢的开始开。
And then he started to drive slowly again.
那他慢慢开的时候就发现哦，路上前面有水啊，所以他就踩那个刹车。
And as he was driving, he saw in front of him there was some water on the road, so he stepped on the brakes.
所以他踩刹车的时候，车子这样动得很厉害。
And as he stepped on the brakes, the car started to vibrate violently.
所以差一点就掉下山来。
And he almost lost control of the car.
他就想说，我如果不是说突然间眼睛没有看见， 然后下来休息，然后慢慢开。我开那么快，这样子刹车哈，一定掉下去了。
So he thought, well, if I hadn't suddenly lost my vision to rest and then was driving much faster than I am now, I would have fallen off of the cliff if I had to brake.
所以他觉得神救了他一条命。
So he realized that God saved his life then.
我就跟他说啊，对对对，我也听说台湾有一位弟兄。
And then I told him, yes, I also heard of a brother in Taiwan.
有一早上要去上班。
One morning he was going to work.
他骑脚踏车。
He was riding his bike.
哎，怎么突然间通通黑暗呢？
And suddenly he couldn't see anything either.
他就眼睛好像看不到。
All of a sudden he lost his vision too.
那等了一会儿后，就好像哎，那条街好像比较亮，他就往那条街，不是往他普通的路去。
And so he turned to a different road, which was a little bit brighter instead of his usual route.
那他到了公司以后，
after he arrived at his work,
他的同事就说啊，好，老李，你那个本来要走的那一条路啊，有一个大爆炸，我们就担心说你是不是也是那个时间同样在那里。
And when he got there, all of his colleagues ran to him and said, Hey, did you know that the road that you usually take to work, there was a big explosion? So we were worried about you.
所以他就了解说，哦，神让他一时的看不见，救了他一条命。
So then he realized that for that moment, God allowed him to lose his vision and saved his life.
所以从此以后，我弟弟就很热心，每次聚会都到。
So from that point on, then my brother came to church every service.
这个是我一生第一次发现到都说代祷的重要。
So that was the first time in my life I realized how important prayer of intercession is.
我在大学的时候带了两位同学来信主。
In college, I brought two of my college classmates to believe in the Lord.
那他跟我每个礼拜二晚上都会去聚会。
And they would come with me every Tuesday for service.
那我家到教会一次要一个小时。
And it took about an hour from my house to go to church.
所以有一天他就跟我说，我不去，我从此以后星期二晚上不去教会了。
So my friend said, well, from now on, I don't think I'm going to church on Tuesday nights anymore.
他说这样子好花时间哦。
I said, it's too much time.
一个小时去，一个小时回来，然后在那边一个小时，总共三个小时，我可以在家里读很多圣经。
So it takes an hour each way, plus the hour at church, 3 hours. If I stayed at home, I could read a lot more of the Bible.
我听了说，好像很有道理哦。
So when I heard that reasoning, I thought, well, that makes sense.
但是我心里就觉得说，好像 somewhere, 好像 something wrong, 好像不太对。
But then another part of me thought that there was something wrong with that reasoning.
所以那天晚上我就祷求问神了。
So that night I prayed to God.
我就问说，如果我这个 concept 不对哈，在家里自己祷告读经就好了。这个 concept 不对 ，let something bad happen tomorrow, but not too bad.
So I prayed to God and asked him, well, if this thinking of just staying at home to read the Bible and worship on my own is wrong, then let something bad happen to me tomorrow, but not too bad.
那隔天就是星期二了。
So the next day was Tuesday.
Okay, 我就开车要去上班了。
So I was driving to work.
哎，突然间没有办法控制我的车子。
Suddenly, I lost control of my car.
我要直直走，它就一直弯这样子。
I was trying to go straight, but it kept veering to the side.
就一直跑来。
So I had to keep turning the car.
他又这样子跑去那边。
And it kept veering to the side.
然后跑来这边就一辆车子过，跑来这边就一辆车子过。
So as I was trying to gain control of the car, the cars were trying to avoid me.
我就赶快一直斜，希望都不会被撞到，斜到赶快到这个边缘这边就停下来了。
And so I was trying not to get into an accident, and finally able to get the car to the side of the road.
一停下来，我就开始 smile a lot, big smile.
So as I stopped, then I started to smile.
因为我知道说神给我的回答了。
Because I knew that was God's way of giving me the answer.
因为这个路上也没有油，也没有下雨，什么都没有，突然间车子怎么会这样子？
Because there was nothing going on, no bad weather or the, no water on the road, so why did my car suddenly behave like that?
而且那个时候早上是很塞车，我也不是开很快。
And it was, there was a lot of traffic and I wasn't driving very fast.
那这个事情发生前很多年，我已经开车很多年，然后发生后也开车很多年，就是从来没有这种事情发生。
So all the other times I drove before and after that moment, nothing like this ever happened.
所以我觉得说，God is trying to tell me something.
So then I thought, God is giving me a message.
所以那天呢，暴风大雨，我也是去教会。
So that night, no matter what the weather, storm, rain, I still went to church.
那天晚上执事第一句话。
And that night, the first phrase out of the deacon's mouth.
他叫我们翻圣经，他上面说，来神的殿的人有福了。
And the first verse we read was, blessed are those who come to the temple of God.
那他那天晚上的道理就是说，为什么要来教会聚会？
And the topic was why we need to come to church to worship God.
我的笔记有至少有十五六个，现在讲到第九个。
And so I'm on topic number 9.
所以呢，时间已经到了。
Out of 15 or 16 things that I wrote down, time is about up.
最后我想要请大家看约伯书22章21节。
Let us finally turn to Job chapter 22 verse 21.
Job chapter
22, verse 21.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
Job 22, verse 21. Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you.
我一生的神给我的一些体验。
All the experiences God has given me through my life.
多认识他的恩召
have allowed me to understand his grace.
认识他的荣耀
and to understand his glory.
还有认识他的能力作为
and understand his power and his works.
有一次我在读罗马书十二章三节的时候
one time when I was reading Romans chapter 12 verse 3
它上面写说要照神所分给个人的信心。
And it says here,
God gives measure of faith.
God gives each person a measure of faith.
我就想说，哦，原来信心是神给的。
And I realized there that faith also comes from God.
那既然是神给的，如果要天下太平啊，就求神给 everybody 多一点就好了嘛。
So if faith is from God, then for everybody to live in harmony, is, then we have to ask God to give everybody more faith.
所以那次我就跪下来祷告。
So then I knelt down to pray.
我就求神给大家分发信心多一点给 everybody.
So I asked God to give people a larger measure of faith to every person.
我这样子一讲完，没有空间了。
And as soon as I said that, without another moment,
yeah, 没有半秒，没有呼吸的那个空间呢。
Not another breath or second passed.
马上我听到一个声音。
I immediately heard a voice or sound.
从传道开始。
And it said it has to start from the preacher.
我吓了一跳。
I was shocked.
所以下次如果有机会。
So if I have another opportunity,
再跟大家分享神怎样用其他的方式让我的信仰更扎根长进。
I will share with everybody how God used other means to make my faith even more rooted.
愿神继续在我们的生活中显明他的荣耀。
So may God continue to show his glory through our lives.
感谢主哈，我们听到非常美好的见证。
Thank God we have heard a very beautiful testimony.
在我们在结束祷告之前我希望读几节圣经的章节啊，做各位的勉励，做彼此的勉励。
Before we conclude with our final prayer, let us read a few verses for our encouragement.
我们看诗篇的103篇哈，第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 103, verse 1.
第一节到第四节。
Psalm 103, verses 1 through 4.
第一节说，我的心啊，你要称颂主，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂主，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。第四节，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Psalm 103, verses 1 through 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
我们作为一个基督徒啊，在我们过去的岁月里面，一定有很多的体验啊和见证。
As a Christian, as we live our lives, we often have many experiences and many testimonies.
就像我们今天的这些见证里面，不一定是什么很大的神迹奇事。
Just as we heard today in our testimony, it doesn't have to be a major miracle or sign.
但是我们可以看到神的祝福跟神的带领。
But through it all, we can see God's blessing and His guidance.
我们也看到说，一人的这个祈祷是大有功效的。
So we can see that the prayer of one person has great power.
我们也听到这个行善跟捐书的事情。
And we also heard the importance of doing good works and helping others.
我们最后看希伯来书的13:16.
Let's finally read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16.
希伯来书的13:16.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16.
十六节，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
Hebrews 13 verse 16, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
这是每一个基督徒所应当尽的本分。
So this is something our duty as a Christian.
不管我们的经济状况如何。
No matter what our financial situation.
圣经上所吩咐我们所应当的行的善和捐书的事情。是不可以忘记的，也不可以缺少的。
Here God reminds us that to do good and to share is something that none of us should forget.
神不会亏待我们。
God will not cause us to be in lacking.
就算神今生不祝福我们，将来也会在来生，在我们永远的国度里面，我们也可以得到神更多的赏赐。
Even if we do not see the blessings of God right away, but in the Eternal life, we will receive His rewards.
好，我们今天的见证会到这边为止。
So this concludes our testimony session today.
好，我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
Now let us all kneel down and pray together.
祷告里面继续纪念在病痛中的弟兄姐妹们。
In our prayers, let us remember those brothers and sisters who are ill.
下个星期我跟马武道传道要去西雅图参加灵会。
And next.
Next Friday.
Oh, next Friday, I will be going to Seattle with Preacher Vudi for the spiritual convocation.
我们求主的灵亲自带领。
And we ask God to personally guide us.
下面让我们同心合意跪下祷告。
So now let us kneel down and pray together.